This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with John Bolton, former National Security Advisor, former Ambassador to the United Nations, a reissue of his book, this time in paperback, softcover, The Room Where It Happened, his 2020 best-selling memoir of his 17 months as National Security Advisor for former President Donald Trump. The detail that John emphasizes in this telling is when Mr. Trump in 2019 alleged that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails, 30,000-plus of them, were in Ukraine or wound up in Ukraine, not quite clear why, but in Ukraine, prior to or simultaneous to Hillary Clinton directing them to be deleted. It was all very fast, the way the president said what was going to happen, but John connects that with the former President Trump's ambition to invite President Zelensky and President Putin into a room together to settle the Ukraine dispute. Again, it's not entirely illogical, but John Bolton explains it's highly unlikely, and it's evidence that Mr. Trump moves very fast and is not all that keen on the detail. Here's John Bolton explaining the emails of 2016 of Hillary Clinton and the room that Mr. Trump will invite Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Putin to occupy with him to settle the Ukraine crisis.
Well, he believes, and I talk about this in the book and its new paperback edition, he believes that in 2016, shadowy officials in Ukraine were hiding Hillary Clinton's server and were determined to defeat him in the November election. Now, there's no evidence of that, but he believes it. And everybody recalls his 2019 perfect conversation with Volodymyr Zelensky that led to Trump's first impeachment. He doesn't like Zelensky, doesn't like Ukraine. He thinks they're against him. And I worry very much that apart from getting out of NATO, which is a whole separate subject, that Trump, if he followed through on what he said in the campaign to bring Zelensky and Putin into a room together where he said he could solve the crisis in 24 hours, that will fail. We know that Donald Trump wouldn't be the cause of the failure because he never fails. So Trump has to blame it on somebody. I think given his affinity for Vladimir Putin, I'd bet a substantial amount of money he would pin the blame on Zelensky, and it would be very bad news for Ukraine.
More of this later.